You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian. And if you're unfamiliar with the Open Mic format, it's the show where for the next hour or so, I'm just going to be doing some variety and playing some music and kind of talking about what's going on with me. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. What's going on, guys? Wasn't here last week. Was kind of feeling under the weather, but we're back. It is like the real like end of the semester, and definitely feeling like the pressure of it. Like, might be like maybe more of a music heavy show this week than like a talking show. Trying not to crash out on air a little bit, you know. But you know. It is what it is. Feeling pretty stressed. Got a lot on my plate, but, you know, I think coming to radio will be, like, a good, like, a little way to sort of settle in and kind of feel a little bit at peace with it, you know? And then I think it's funny, like, listening to the tail end of typically Tuesdays there, where Leslie's talking about how Sailor Moon says that, like, whenever there's eclipse, bad things will happen. Take care of yourself. And maybe that's kind of relevant because it definitely feels like a bit of crashing out right now. You know what I mean? And like a lot of classes are, I mean, I feel like I always feel this way about like the way that school ends. It's like only 13 weeks for a class. But, you know, I think it's like, I think every semester I feel a little bit like, oh, like, you know, the course ends and it's like, oh, I should have like done this differently. I like should have applied myself differently to this course or whatsoever, you know? And so it's funny like that. I feel like I just had like the last lecture for a political ecology class I was taking. And it was like a class that I was just taking for requirements for the major, which turned out to be like a very, very fascinating class. I talked on air a little bit about it, like, a couple weeks ago, talking about, you know, a documentary film that we had watched in class about the Angry Inuk talking about the sealskin trade on Baffin Islands, talking about how the impacts of the EU banning the sale of sealskin affected their populations. And, you know, it turned out to be like a very interesting class. I think also like a lot of my friends were taking that class, so. So interesting. And I think I like kind of feel like it's always a little bittersweet when, you know, the 13 weeks end and the class is kind of over, and it always feels like I could have like applied myself a little harder, you know, or like engaged a little harder with the materials. And, you know, I think that there's like a lot, you know, there's a lot to go into that, you know, there's a lot about like, you know, I mean, I'm trying to go to school and, you know, trying to like juggle like paying my rent, you know, and working enough hours, and also like school is always really difficult for me, so it's like never quite easy, you know. And so I think there's like a bit of that stress going into a class, but you know it always feels a little bittersweet. And you know, I think that was like such a banger class, honestly. It was such a good class. Like, it was definitely very engaging, but you know, kind of wish that like I kind of engaged with it a little more. And you know, it's always a little bit sad, you know, but you know, I think it's like I still gotta lock in, you know what I mean? Like, there's still so much work to do for school. It's the last 2 weeks. Like, I'm trying to you know, put together some final projects here and there. Got like I'm trying to do like a big GIS project that I have like not really started and kind of been lacking in that class a little bit, but sort of revolving around, I mean, I think this whole class is about like geospatial interfaces, and it's all talking about like the way that I think so maybe to back it up, GIS kind of is talking about geographic information systems, and a lot of my study has to do with like making maps and sort of the decisions and considerations that go into, you know, how you decide what goes and what feature goes into a map and sort of the powers that be around mapping. And this whole course is kind of about, well, how can we take the user experience a little bit further? And so it's working in like mixed reality and augmented reality and such, and like trying to sort of push the needle on that sort of mapping work. And so I kind of drew inspiration a little bit from this, from my prof a little bit, who had done a similar mixed reality VR project about documenting Powell Street and sort of the effect of Japanese internment camps, and sort of going off of like oral histories and sort of first-hand, second-hand accounts of the neighborhood, and reconstructing of sort of like what the neighborhood looked like and what sort of the community looked like. And I have decided upon myself to do a similar thing about these recreations of histories, but talking about skateboarding and sort of this skateboarding as a subculture. Me talking about this, I hope, is like me also getting some ideas out there. I hope some of you find some interest in what I'm studying a little bit, but I'm hoping to like maybe do a similar sort of historical reconstruction, or maybe still build something in VR and sort of show a side of urban planning, which is sort of what the majority of my study is as a geographer. Sort of show like how space is utilized, you know, and I think also maybe some of this sort of tool set, I want to say, that I'm trying to build, or this sort of like, maybe this is sort of like tech demo more than anything, because I mean, I don't know, I'm kind of running out of time. I got like 10 days to like really cook, man, and it's not a lot of time, but you know, I could see how like something like this and sort of documenting these histories and stuff could be applied to other things. Maybe something that comes to mind is that like I'm thinking about something we learned in political ecology, about how a lot of indigenous fights for land rights revolves around the onus being on, you know, the first peoples to stake their land and sort of stake and prove to the state that they have been on these lands, whether that be like, you know, I mean, I think recently, actually, oral traditions were enough to sort of prove, you know, their stake and claim to the land. But I think also not having sort of the means to show, like, maybe, like, written sort of, maybe sort of, like, more Eurocentric ways of sort of documenting things, like, kind of writing things down in, like, documents and stuff, or, like, you know, something or other, landmarks, you know, like buildings or, you know, monuments, you know. And so maybe some of these sort of mapping techniques and sort of pushing the needle on this will like kind of hopefully be a framework to like, you know, help people, you know, stake claim to their lands and help, you know, sort of preserve these sort of histories. And so maybe that's sort of like the overall big picture of like what I'm trying to accomplish. But, you know, first and foremost, I think if it's a project about me, I think I have to do something that's like, something that I'm, you know, involved with, something I'm passionate about, and I'm hoping to do a good job with this. I'm hoping, but you know, it's hard, and I'm feeling bummed, but you know, it's so winnable. I think it's so winnable. Anyways, I'm just like rambled for like 10 minutes in my intro. I'm slightly crashing out on the air a little bit, but let's get to some music here. For my first track of the week, I have got a song by Callum Goddett called Keep Your Chin Up Handsome here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
The glory that we live in. once again. I'm looking for the magic of a younger me. Now I got older in my mind, yeah, I had to have a change. Put all my dreams aside after everything. And all those tears that I cried after all the pain. All the packs we swore and the music.
But you'll never destroy that stuff. Finally, I see why. I suppose, kids, you better change your feathers, 'cause you'll never fly with those. The boys sing, hello emptiness. I heard you're alright, I've heard you're alright, I've heard of you. A body aching, fragile and pale, dark valleys, a house's trail. Why can't you see that a life in art and a life of mimicry, it's the same thing. The room was crowded, and though you couldn't care less about it, that much was true. That much. Another version of this, miniature Rome, to set fire to. Why did we stop fucking around, you? Girls like gazelles, graze boys wearing bells, blaze new trails and. A famous Toronto painter shot me down. Oh, I've busted my ass on these streets too long, he said. I set fire to the bed and tore his gown. Mercurial presence, hitherto unknown. It was the sun, it was a stone falling through blank space. It was that jewel encrusted rope getting in my face. Looked across the way to the princess rooms. I saw brides and their grooms. I heard the sound of bells ringing. Cinders of bath on the Havana, house on fire. When across an ocean, we go, we row, and we row, and we tire. Now step out of the darkness and into the light. Yeah, it's common knowledge, I've been doing alright. No, midwives, lives go down the drain. All 'cause our babies are dying. I lifted the veil to see nature's trickery, revealed as pure shit from which nothing ever rose, 'cause nothing ever could. I swear somewhere the truth lies within this wood. I swear Luther's follies has never sounded so good. And win or lose, what's that difference?
This is Bird Note. Sam Ohugan is the senior scientist and cultural advisor for the Nature Conservancy of Hawaii. And he's quick to tell you about how special Hawaii's ecology is.
Hawaii is an amazing place because it's a microcosm of the world. In one limited area, you have a huge number of the major biome types of the entire globe. And you can find an environmental setting in Hawaii that can support just about every living plant species.
With invasive species and climate change, Hawaii has experienced so much loss and extinction since Western colonists arrived. But Sam, who is native Hawaiian, has done a lot of work connecting Hawaiian culture and tradition to conservation ecology.
The best managed and preserved areas on Earth that remain are ones that largely retain their indigenous relationships. It's a movement that's growing, and Hawaii is kind of leading the way in that. There is growing recognition that traditional knowledge is a vital part of long-term conservation success.
Sam hopes that one day, Hawaii can be not just a microcosm of ecology, but of conservation as well.
We get to be the example of what can happen in a place if you can work the right combination of people and the natural world. People living in a place, caring for their lands from the top of the mountains above them all the way down into the depths of the sea.
For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill.
And welcome back. That was just Bird Note here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Just before the break there, I played you a Destroyer song called Looter's Follies. Okay, so something a little more topical, because I was kind of dooming on air and I kind of regret oversharing a little bit. But, yeah, I've got like I've got post-yap syndrome, but we need to talk about something a little bit more pop culture-y.